You're listening to SBS News.
Like so many others, Patricia Vidya fell victim to COVID-19, not physically, but financially. The 30-year-old from Colombia lost her job when the giftware shop she worked for was forced into voluntary administration during the pandemic.
It's been heartbreaking because there's nothing I can do.
For almost 4 years, Patricia studied English and International Business Leadership and Management at ILSC Language School and the Sydney Business and Travel Academy. On a postgraduate visa, Patricia is allowed to work full-time. For more than 2 years, she worked for a Mr. and Mrs. Jones store in Sydney and was eventually promoted to store manager. When the business was wound up in April, administrators estimated she was owed more than $15,000 in unpaid salary and in entitlements, not including superannuation. The unpaid salary relates to the 2 weeks she worked before the business went into voluntary administration. She was urged to make a claim with the government's Fair Entitlements Guarantee, but she's not eligible. It's a safety net only available to Australian citizens and permanent residents, leaving Patricia with no other option but to hope there's money left over after the voluntary administration process.
I think it's unfair, especially because it's money I worked for. It's time I've spent at this company. It was 2.5 years where I built a career.
Associate Professor Laurie Berg at the University of Technology Sydney has conducted surveys of international students about their treatment and conditions at work. She says the Fair Entitlements Guarantee needs urgent reform.
The Fair Entitlements Guarantee should be open to anyone who's worked in this country. I mean, international students are workers under national labour laws, and they should be entitled to the same benefits as Australian residents and citizens when their employers go bankrupt and don't pay them their entitlements.
She says the current system, as it stands, provides little help.
We also need an effective and accessible wage recovery forum as well. The Fair Work Ombudsman is not a worker advocate, and it is not set up to conduct large-scale wage recovery in individual cases, and they only investigate a very small number of cases anyway.
Shadow Education Minister Tanya Plibersek says her party is open to considering anything that prevents workers from being exploited at such a difficult time. The Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter says whilst the government is still considering the recommendation concerning the FEG, significant action has been taken to address migrant worker exploitation in recent years. With a looming recession in Australia, having no safety net for international students is bound to become a more urgent issue as businesses struggle to stay afloat, leaving many students even more vulnerable to not being paid what they're owed. Education consultant with the Ligon Group, Angela Lehman, says it's a recipe for disaster. She says not only is the student struggling because they have lost their jobs due to the pandemic and aren't eligible for government support, their other source of support, their family back in their home country, have also been impacted financially by COVID-19.
So we have here a situation where we have the potential for exploitation of international students and the potential creation of a new temporary underclass of workers in Australia.
Government statistics show there were more than 628,000 international students in Australia between January and April this year. They're allowed to work up to 40 hours per fortnight, with exceptions made during coronavirus for those working in aged care and nursing. Given the majority work in retail and hospitality, and these are the sectors hardest hit, the threat of bankruptcy and no government safety net is real for these students. Fortunately for Patricia, she has now found another full-time job in retail and is hoping the situation doesn't repeat itself.
Retail is an area which has high staff turnover, but it's also where lots of international students, a lot of people on temporary visas, find an industry where it's easy to find work. And definitely this could happen again in future and worse.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.